It's been a beautiful Thursday in this vast grassland area in the Sizhuang Banner, which surrounds the city of Ulanqab in Inner Mongolia. Hours before China's two astronauts, Jin Haipeng and Chen Dong, are scheduled to return, I had a chance to catch up with members of the ground team under beautiful sunny conditions. Temperatures today have hit 12 degrees. Wang Hongjun with a local weather observatory says weather conditions are expected to remain ideal for Shenzhou 11's re-entry.
At this point, the weather conditions look more optimistic for us than they did yesterday, but it all depends on whether the conditions are also right on paper before the astronauts can conduct a re-entry.
During the last month aboard the Tiangong 2, Jin Haipeng and Chen Dong have carried out a range of scientific experiments, testing out technologies required for a large permanently crewed space station, which is expected to be set up sometime in the next 4 years. Staff on the ground here in Inner Mongolia are now in their final preparations for the two astronauts' return. This is a location where all of China's previous manned space missions have come to a successful conclusion. But different from previous re-entries and landings, Li Jianzhi, vice commander of the command center at the main landing field, says his team is preparing for some new tasks this time.
First of all, this is the first time our astronauts have spent over a month in space. We have also adapted some high standards for our vessel research and recovery. They spent longer time in zero gravity conditions, thus the possibility for them to experience abnormal physical conditions will be larger. Secondly, this is the first time we are on a landing mission in the winter time. Temperature in the landing area is relatively low, and we need to protect the astronauts from exposure to that.
Locating and recovering the spacecraft isn't a simple task, as delays of just a second in orbit can potentially put a re-entering spacecraft off its intended landing area by dozens of kilometers. Li Lei is in charge of the squad, which will eventually locate Shenzhou 11 once it touches back down.
We've had a few helicopters refitted for just such an occasion. We now have 8 helicopters carrying search and communication equipment with us. We've also carried out aerial reconnaissance of the landing field and now have a clear idea of the landscape in this area. There are some areas in this vicinity where we've had to practice for unanticipated landing issues.
Technologies tested, equipment ready, and staff members standing by in high spirits. This vast grassland area is waiting for the re-entry of Shenzhou 11 with bated breath. For CRI, this is Liu Kun in Inner Mongolia.